This is 1A. I'm Todd Zwillick, broadcasting from WBHM in Birmingham, Alabama. This will be our home for the early part of this week, and it's a week where we're expecting a lot of political drama. Now, as you know, some of that drama played out over the weekend in South Carolina, and some of it played out last night in South Bend, Indiana. And we're going to start the week looking forward and how the path ahead looks from here. Of all the states that Donald Trump won in 2016, just one of them has a Democratic senator up for re-election this year. And that state is Alabama. Alabamians elected Democrat Doug Jones during a special election in 2017 to fill the Senate seat left vacant by Republican Jeff Sessions when he was the president's pick to be the first attorney general in this administration. Now, that AG assignment did not work out so well for Jeff Sessions, and now he's back home, hoping to take back Alabama's Senate seat in November, the one that he left to join Donald Trump. Well, first, Jeff Sessions has to win the state's Republican primary. That's tomorrow. And that win is not a foregone conclusion for Jeff Sessions. As part of our Across America collaboration with WBHM here in Birmingham, 1A's James Morrison spent the past week talking to voters here in Alabama. And what he's heard does not necessarily spell victory for former Senator Jeff Sessions.
Let's back up 4 years. A few days before Super Tuesday in 2016, candidate Donald Trump got his first Senate endorsement.
You know who I'm talking about? Who am I talking about? Nobody knows right now because we've kept it a surprise. Senator Jeff Sessions.
When Trump won the presidency, he rewarded Sessions' loyalty by appointing him as the nation's attorney general. As AG, Sessions recused himself from an investigation into whether the Trump campaign cooperated with Russia in a bid to manipulate voters ahead of the 2016 election. Sessions said he couldn't investigate a campaign he was a part of, and Trump didn't like that. This is what he told the New York Times.
I think it's very unfair to the president. How do you take a job and then recuse yourself? If he would have recused himself before the job, I would have said, thanks, Jeff, but I can't, you know, I'm not going to take you. It's extremely unfair, and that's a mild word, to the president.
Trump fired Sessions in late 2018 after a rocky relationship. Now, Sessions wants to return to the U.S. Senate, but there are six other Republicans looking to become the party's nominee in Alabama. And Sessions is finding that many voters are not pleased with his performance in the Trump administration. Tom Barnes of Coleman, Alabama, says he's not likely to vote for Sessions in the primary.
I'm not happy with the answer that he has given the voters in Alabama about why he recused himself from the Mueller investigation.
Barbara Hamilton of Albertville is more direct when I ask who she's voting for.
Definitely not Jeff Sessions.
And why not?
Because, Trump fired him for not doing his job properly. And so I'm just afraid that if he gets back in, that he'll turn out to be another Mitt Romney and go against Trump.
I spoke with Hamilton and Barnes at a campaign stop for candidate Bradley Byrne in Coleman, Alabama. Byrne is currently the U.S. representative for Mobile and one of the leading candidates in the Senate primary. During the campaign stop in Coleman, Byrne told voters he was Trump's number one fighter and that he votes with the president 97% of the time.
And you know Jeff Sessions' record with the president. I don't have to tell you about that. So you can decide for yourself, you know, when all of us stand up and say we're with the president, which one has proven it by virtue of what they've done as opposed to what they say.
But Byrne and Sessions have some competition.
Bradley Byrne said Donald Trump was not fit to be president. Jeff Sessions deserted President Trump, sticking us with the Russian witch hunt. Mitt Romney voted for the liberal impeachment sham. Enough is enough.
I'm ready to fight for Alabama. As your senator, I'll have President Trump's back. I'm Tommy Tuberville, and I approve this message because weak-kneed, career politicians aren't tough enough to stand with President Trump. But I am.
Tommy Tuberville is a former Auburn University football coach with a bit of a celebrity status in Alabama. He's never held public office, and he's branding himself as a political outsider, just like Donald Trump did in 2016. And that message really resonates with some voters.
He's an outsider. I like that. He's not a politician. But he knows how and what politics is about because he's had to deal with it. in his coaching career.
That's Judy Hamrick of Trussville, Alabama. I spoke to her at a pancake breakfast in Vestavia Hills, sponsored by the Jefferson County Republican Party. The candidates in the Republican primary for Senate have similar stances on the issues. They talk about punishing sanctuary cities, restricting abortions, protecting the Second Amendment, and restricting free trade. For a lot of voters, the decision comes down to personality and experience. Lupita Contreras says she's voting for Sessions because he's the most experienced.
And I think he stands for conservative values, which is something that's really important to me. Also, as the younger generation, there's a lot of socialism and movements going around that I see among my peers. So really need somebody that's strong, conservative, holding office.
Robert and Sue Crow of Vestavia Hills are both voting for Sessions as well. Robert says Sessions did the right thing by recusing himself.
He understands, as a former federal prosecutor and a very conservative and a man of integrity, what a conflict is. And if that's what he believed, he recused himself, that was fine.
Sessions was the only candidate to show up at the pancake breakfast outside Birmingham. He took pictures, chatted with voters, and did a little explaining.
I felt I had to recuse myself. The rules call for it. But I never allowed groups and media to use me to undermine the president. And that's why I refuse to talk about it.
There are four other candidates in the race, but they aren't polling so well. That list includes former state Supreme Court Justice Roy Moore, who lost the Senate race to Doug Jones in 2017 after being accused of sexual assault. Moore and the other three candidates probably won't win, but they'll likely split the electorate enough so that no single candidate wins more than 50% of the vote. If that happens, the two leading contenders will compete in a runoff election within the next month. It's unclear which two candidates will head to that runoff or who will win, but Republican strategist Jeff Vreeland of the Prosper Group says it's highly likely whoever it is can beat Doug Jones in November.
Just because the state is a Republican state, the values and voting record of Doug Jones do not represent a majority of the individuals in Alabama.
Vreeland, who's working for the Tuberville campaign, says the dynamics of the Senate race will be vastly different from the special election in 2017. He says Jones will most likely face a much stronger candidate, one who's presumably not facing multiple allegations of sexual assault. And most importantly, President Trump will be at the top of the ticket, and that'll drive Republicans to the polls.
His favorabilities in the state of Alabama are somewhere between 80 and 90%, depending on the area of the state. And so his popularity is going to really bring out solid conservatives.
Senator Doug Jones says, yeah, it's going to be a tough race.
They will have a good shot at winning, but that doesn't mean they're going to win.
Jones says his path to victory is to unite Alabama. His campaign slogan is One Alabama.
What you see on the other side is a divisive primary. What you see is a continuing effort. And Alabama, unfortunately, has a long history of efforts to just divide people between us and them. That's all you're seeing out of the Republican primary right now.
Jones says he plans to focus on the issues that matter to Alabamians, like health care, education, and wages. I asked Jones if he thought his vote to convict President Trump in the Senate impeachment trial would hurt his reelection. He says the vote was not political. He says he was following his constitutional oath as a U.S. senator, and Alabamians recognize that.
I've actually had folks who, business leaders and others who I've talked to since that vote, who disagreed with my ultimate conclusion, but in fact respected what I did and in fact going to help this campaign.
Jones has endorsed Joe Biden for president. He acknowledges the Democratic presidential candidate will have some impact on his race, but not a decisive impact. One thing is clear, though. No matter what happens on Tuesday, conservatives like Rebecca Hatton are revved up, and they're ready to rally behind any Republican.
Long story short, whoever the Republican nominee is, I'll be voting for him in the federal election, regardless.
That was 1A Across America field producer James Morrison speaking to voters in Alabama ahead of Super Tuesday. 1A Across America is funded in part by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, and you can learn more about this collaborative project with six partner stations at the 1A.org. We are in Birmingham, Alabama, broadcasting out of WBHM, and we'll be here tomorrow for Super Tuesday, so that's not the last you're going to hear from James this week. But now we pivot to some important news from the weekend. After more than a year of talks and more than one false start, the United States has the makings of a peace deal with the Taliban in Afghanistan. We asked you for your stories about serving overseas. Here's what two of you left in our inbox.
This is Will calling from Raleigh. My name is Steve. I was in the United States Air Force and I deployed to Afghanistan in 2011. My dad served in the Army and was in Afghanistan in 2008. I served in the Army as well and was in Afghanistan in 2013. Almost every person I've met in my adult life served in Afghanistan.
We were involved in doing a lot of ground patrols, so we interacted with the Afghanistan people quite a bit.
They're just like most other people around the world. They want to live in peace and enjoy a relative level of stability in their day-to-day lives.
They're fantastic people. It is a beautiful, undeveloped country that I think has a lot of potential.
It's a situation that we can't fight our way out of. And I think the sooner that we realize that and the sooner that we try to seek peace with the known quantities in the region, the sooner we'll be able to end the war in Afghanistan.
I would like to see us get out of Afghanistan and hopefully they can become an independent country and be prosperous as they should be.
The voices of you warfighters fighting in Afghanistan, we thank you for your point of view. The peace deal with the Taliban is being billed by some as the beginning of the end of America's longest war. We're going to talk about the deal and where it might leave us and Afghanistan. I'm Todd Zwillick. You're listening to 1A from WAMU and NPR.